Good morning. Thank you, Ken. So grateful to be here with you all. Thank you for joining me. So we're going to do a short contemplation on A Course in Miracles workbook lesson 199. And following that, we'll sink deeply into our hearts. So today's lesson 199 is a lesson that is repeated many times in the Course. I am not a body. I am free. Freedom must be impossible. As long as you perceive a body as yourself, the body is a limit. Who would seek for freedom in a body looks for freedom where it cannot be found. The mind can be made free when it no longer sees itself as in a body, firmly tied to it and sheltered by its presence. It is essential for your progress in this course that you accept today's idea and hold it very dear. Cherish today's idea and practice it today and every day. Make it a part of every practice period you take. I am not a body. I am free. And as I contemplate this lesson, those are the parts that jumped out at me. And he repeats this lesson over and over in the Course. It's essential for our progress. Cherish today's idea and practice it today and every day. Every practice period I take. And I started to think, well, how can I practice this every day? And it is in the practice of awareness, watching awareness. And it is in the practice of following the I inward. But when I'm out in the day and I'm not inside of those practices, what can I bring to mind that will help me experience it? Move it from the concept in the mind to the experience. And I asked that question and I let it be. I've learned to ask questions and just let them be unanswered and trust an answer will come when it comes. And later in the day in my YouTube, I was suggested to listen to a Rupert Spira yoga meditation named Pouring Emptiness into the Body. And this yoga meditation helps move this concept into an experience. So I'd like to share it with you. So it's a longer audio than I'm going to play. I'm starting with the start of the exercise, but prior to starting, he asks us to return to awareness of awareness. So if we can close our eyes and maybe take a few deep breaths. And from your practice that you've done in the past, you may slip easily into this awareness of awareness. He asks us to be knowingly this aware openness. And whatever appears in your experience, whatever thoughts, feelings, bodily sensations, sounds, whatever appears, see and feel that it appears in this openness.
Experience of the head. Make sure that you are referring only to your direct current experience. You are a newborn infant. You have no knowledge of a past. You have no idea that you have been born as a body into the world. Your eyes are still closed. And suddenly in the middle of this openness that you are, a vibration has appeared. A sensation has appeared which in a few years' time thought will label my head. But the sensation doesn't come with that label attached. It is just an unnameable sensation. That this vibration is appearing in this empty, aware openness. awareness in which this vibration is appearing. And this vibration seems to have a density to it, in contrast to the emptiness of the space all around it. Now visualize and then feel that at the top of this vibration there is a little opening. A little opening at the top of the sensation called my head. And imagine that you take a bucket and you fill it full of the emptiness all around the sensation, and you begin to pour this emptiness into the hole at the top of the head. You pour very, very slowly, and this emptiness seeps into the sensation through this hole at the top. First visualize it, then drop the visualization and just feel it. Feel this emptiness pouring slowly like clear, viscous honey. Feel, it's all done with your feeling imagination. You feel that this emptiness seeps into the sensation. Dissolving the density that it comes in contact with. Feel that this emptiness seeps down from the top of the head to the region all around the eyes and behind the eyes. This is a region of the head which is rich in me feelings, a place where I, the seer, lives, just behind the eyes. Let the emptiness slowly seep into the density behind the eyes, saturating the density with its emptiness. Dissolving the density with its emptiness. Sensation, the place where I, the thinker, lives. One of the main residences of the separate self. All that we actually find there in our experience is a vibration, a sensation. This sensation is just mimicking the presence of a separate self. Allow this emptiness to flush the separate self out of its hiding place in the center of the head. Allow the density there to be permeated and saturated by this emptiness. The emptiness trickles down through the sensation, through the density in the nose area where I, the one that smells, lives, permeating it with its emptiness. Feel that the back of the head is being filled up with emptiness. This emptiness seeps down into the mouth. Feel that the head is filling up with emptiness. The emptiness begins to flow into the throat area. Emptiness seeps into the back of the neck and slowly percolates into the shoulders. You have this sensation that emptiness is pouring into the body, saturating. Down into the heart area. yourself. I, the feeler. I, the one that is lonely. I, the one that am hurt. I, the one that failed. I, the one that is unlovable. Slowly take special care to allow this transparent emptiness to trickle gently into all these little places where these feelings reside. All these little vibrations or sensations that mimic the presence of a separate self. Visualize and then feel. The visualization is just an aid to feeling. The important thing is the feeling. First visualize, then feel that this emptiness colonizes the density of the sensation, permeates the density of the sensation as it goes. Dissolving the density into itself. The whole heart area is filled up with emptiness, and the emptiness continues to downwards into the belly area, a place where those unnameable feelings reside. Feel that this liquid emptiness continues to flow downwards and fill up the pelvic and genital area. Dissolving any tensions or residues there. emptiness continues to flow down into the legs. Filling up the hips and the thighs and the knees and the calves. Flowing into our feet and toes. Overflowing into our arms and elbows and wrists and hands. Feel that the body is full of emptiness. There are no thoughts in the body. There are no feelings in the body. There is no self in the body. It's just a gentle vibration pervaded by emptiness. When you feel that the sensation is full of emptiness, the sensation of the body, the entire sensation of the body is full of emptiness, we begin to feel that the emptiness begins to seep out of the pores in the skin. You imagine the skin like a piece of muslin made mostly of empty holes, and this liquid emptiness begins to seep out in all directions over the entire surface of the skin. So this emptiness is pouring into the body and seeping out of it in all directions. Into the space, into the empty space all around. And as the emptiness pours through the body, dissolving the residues of separation, these residues and it disperses them in the space all around the body. Like silt being carried by a river. This river of emptiness washes through the body. Dissolving residues of feeling and tension. Seeping through the surface of the skin, pouring out into the space all around. Inside, emptiness on the outside. vibration. Like a piece of muslin hanging on a washing line, undulating in the breeze. All that remained of a solid, dense body is this vibration, this quivering vibration, saturated in emptiness, pervaded by emptiness, floating weightlessly in emptiness. Meditations are a little bit like the scales and arpeggios and studies that a musician practices. The benefits of them are not always immediately discernible. The benefits appear later on when we're playing music.
Thank you for joining with me today in practicing, I am not a body, I am free. I will post the link to this yoga meditation of Rupert Spira's under lesson 199 under the Course of Miracles meditations so that you can listen to the whole thing. Thank you and namaste. Have a great day.